But we're talking with Ashley Hampson, United Way of Greater Lorain County. And as we get into this first of the year, we now turn our attention towards taxes. So this is your tax prep is getting prepped right now, right?
Yeah, we are now in kind of crunch time to get everything ready, but we're really excited. Obviously, with COVID, still kind of keeping an eye on the situation, but we are planning on, you know, last 2 years we did a lot of drop-off tax returns. This year we are bringing back the appointments, of course, with appropriate distancing measures, and we are still planning on doing that. Keeping it, you know, while monitoring the situation, but appointments will open up for scheduling on January 17th by calling 211, and appointments start on January 31st. So we're getting there.
How is the volunteering or the people that are going to be helping out? I know there's always getting we all seem to have staffing issues. How is that working out for you?
You know, surprisingly well. You know, people are really stepping up this year. Our first volunteer training is this Saturday. That will be virtual. But we actually have, in addition to returning volunteers, we have 11 brand new volunteers who have signed up to help out with taxes this year. So we're really excited about that.
And again, people can start signing up now. And then what's the process for them to get their taxes done?
So what they'll need to do is, yes, starting January 17th, they can call 211 to schedule an appointment. When they schedule that appointment, they'll kind of get walked through all the materials that they need to bring with them. And then when they come to the appointment, they'll fill out an intake form, kind of organize the stuff they need. Most importantly, you know, folks just need to remember to bring ID and their social security card. And we'll get their taxes done.
That sounds good. And, of course, sooner the better. I know we all can sometimes push the taxes off or think, oh, we've got a number of months, but those months will go pretty quickly. So,
yeah, and appointments fill up very quickly. So even if, you know, you're not quite ready, you don't have everything together to get, you know, your taxes done in February, I would recommend making that appointment because sometimes if you wait too long to make the appointment, they'll have gotten booked up. So.
All right. So we'll give people that reminder here on the first week of January to get in on the list for the tax prep. Also, the new year brings resolutions, and a lot of those resolutions involve our health. I understand your United We Sweat has a little bit of a different look, too.
Yeah, so we just launched a brand new website for our United We Sweat initiative, which really we host fitness classes across the county that are free with our really, really awesome partners. So we work with Lorain County Public Health, University Hospitals Avon Health Center, Lorain County Community College, Metro Parks, Cleveland Clinic, who actually sponsored this new website, and offer these classes for free. The website also is a spot where we're able to host a whole library of virtual resources as well that are presented by local partners. We're hoping to do a little bit more there too, having some self-paced kind of virtual opportunities and hybrid opportunities. So we're really, really excited about that. But it's still the same website. It's still unitedwesweat.org where you can go and find out all the offerings.
Ashley, I know United We Sweat has been around for a number of years now, but you've pulled together a lot of partners here to do something special. How does something like that come to be? How does that take us through a little bit of that process?
Yeah, so it was actually our current president and CEO, Ryan Aroney, and the general manager at University Hospital, the Avon Health Center, Brad Calabrese, who's actually now our board chair, who, you know, however many years ago, what, 8, 9 years ago, kind of came together and we're like, okay, well, what can we do to just spread, you know, get some awareness about, you know, free, you know, accessible ways to, you know, work out and get fit. And they were like, you know what, we also would love to really promote some local fitness partners. So they kind of went around and went to a bunch of different fitness places like, hey, you know, would you be interested in offering just like one class, one of your classes for free that anyone could come to? And so that's where we started to get some of the partners. The partners I named are the steering committee, but we also have a lot of fitness partners, or you know, I guess places where you go to work out, who are offering classes as well. So it just kind of took off from there. So, you know, obviously the first year it started a little slow. And then, you know, as it gained speed, more places were interested and said, hey, yeah, we would offer this, or we would come to, you know, I'd give an instructor to, you know, go to this other location to offer a free class. University of Hassel's Avon Health Center in September, they always do a United We Sweat Week as well, where they offer a lot more classes. And just kind of do a whole campaign around it as well. So just a matter of raising awareness for making healthy options and at the same time trying to make them more accessible.
Talking to Ashley Hampson this morning of United Way of Greater Lorain County, all about the things that they are doing this year and throughout the years, the things to help people with their taxes, with their health as well, but also you help people in a situation where if they're looking for work clothes or job type of clothes, attire. Tell us a little bit about that, this sort of free clothes that you've got going on.
Yeah, so we've got free clothes. We have a huge inventory at the moment because everyone's been cleaning out their closet, and they're free, and they're for everyone. You can go to our website in the resources tab at the top, and you'll see a free work clothes there. You'll see the inventory. You know, they're, you know, really intended to, you know, help folks kind of feel confident and comfortable going to work. So, you know, if you need a little bit of a refresh, but, you know, it's kind of expensive to go shopping, please feel free to take a look. They are all for free. You know, we also won't tell anyone if, you know, you just wear the clothes and they're not, you know, at work. just because we want to just get these clothes out to folks who could use them and who need them and, you know, may not necessarily have the time to go shopping because, you know, of their work schedule or whatever it might be. It's just an easy form to fill out, and it'll go to our volunteer engagement manager, Norma Sanchez, who will arrange a time for, you know, dropping off or picking those up. And you'll see it's like a really the inventory is really sortable. You can kind of filter it by your size or style, you know, whether it's casual or more formal. So definitely just, you know, go and check it out and see if there's anything that you would need or anyone you know might need, because there's a lot of really great clothes courtesy of our awesome community.
Sounds good. UWLorainCounty.org, good place to go to check it out. 211 is the number as well to find out more about the tax prep. And, of course, you can follow them on Facebook. You have a newsletter, too, volunteer newsletter people can get a hold of, too, I think, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So UWLorainCounty.org/volunteerblast, or if you just go to our volunteer page, there's a link you can find. And that is a new newsletter that we have that it kind of goes out irregularly because it's like whenever we have a new opportunity – for folks to get involved and volunteer, we send that out to that list so those folks know first and can see if they can fit that in their schedule.
Sounds good. Ashley, we appreciate your time this morning. Be well.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. Ashley Hampson joining us, United Way of Greater Lorain County this